Welcome back to chapter 52 of your retail banking syllabus, which is on cards. Now, as we have progressed over a period of time, slowly, cash economy is, government is trying to reduce the cash economy and get into a digital economy where cards play an important part, or plastic economy where cards play a very important part. Banks have come out with very innovative products on the card side. And in this chapter, we'll try to understand what kind of innovative products the card is, what is the rules and regulations around it by RBI, what are the good practices which the bank must employ, and as a customer, what are the rights and responsibilities of the customer. So we'll start with the introduction about what are cards. So as we know, several cards are issued by banks to customers to help them to take part in banking activities. So cards are normally in plastic, which we are all aware of, and usually about 8.5 centimeters by 5.5 centimeters in size. On the card, the name of the holder of the card to which it belongs has to be embossed. It needs to have an expiry date, and these are the form factors that are used worldwide. So let's start with charge cards. So charge cards are where the transactions are accumulated over a period of time and then total debited to the account. In this case, the card holder is given 25 to 50 days to pay back to the issuer of the card. These are called charge cards as transactions are accumulated and not debited to the account immediately. The amount is payable in full and no credit is given. American Express diners cards are major charge card in circulation. Credit cards. Now, credit cards are very similar to charge cards. At the end of the month, details of all amounts purchased are sent to the card holder and they are supposed to pay a minimum amount, and if in case they are not able to pay the full amount. So for the balance, credit is given to the customer, and that is where it is different from a charge card. However, the bank charges interest on this balance credit that has been given. Major credit cards are where it is backed by Masters or Visa, and most banks offer either of these cards. This is necessary for the acceptability at vendor establishment. So there could be some vendors which accept both, some which accepts either Master or Visa only. So the basic features in credit cards are: the credit card allows the card holder to pay purchase made by him over a period of time. So there is some banks take 30 days, some 50 days depending on the credit given, and they carry the balance to the next billing cycle. Credit card purchases are payable after a free credit period where no interest or service charges are applicable. Unpaid amount attracts the interest and other charges. So, parties that are involved in credit card schemes are the card holder, which is the person who holds the card, card issuer, the bank or financial institution which issues the card, merchants who accept the card, merchant acquirers, where the banks or institution which own these merchants or acquire these merchants actually, credit card associations. So, these schemes are normally operated at international levels. And this means the card holder belonging to the card issuer in one country can make purchase at the place of business of the merchants in another country. So cross-border transactions are possible with the credit card. Type of credit cards. So credit cards are broadly classified into two variety. One is a general purpose cards, or second is a private label cards. So general purpose cards are issued under the trademark of Credit Cards Association, which is either a Visa or a MasterCard, and are accepted by many merchants. Private label card is accepted by specified retailers only. Banks also undertake the domestic credit card business. To introduce a credit card business, banks have to take a prior approval from RBI. So it is not required actually, I stand corrected. Prior approval of RBI is not required for banks to enter in the credit card business. Most of the banks in India are offering credit, general purpose credit cards, and these cards are further categorized by banks as platinum card, gold card or classic to differentiate the services which are offered and income eligibility criteria to get these cards. Bank may also issue corporate card to employees of their corporate customers. Fair practice codes. So RBI requires each bank must have a well-documented policy for fair practice code for credit card operations, which includes issue of card. They should assess the credit risk before issuing, fix the threshold credit card limit, comply with the KYC requirements to issue the credit card, and terms and conditions for issue and usage should be mentioned in clear and simple language for the cardholder. Interest rate and other charges. So RBI gives flexibility to the banks to determine the rate of interest which they will charge for unpaid amount. Card issuer should not delay in dispatching the bill to the customer. So if they have to ensure that adequate time is before the due date, the bill should be receiving by the customer. The card issuer should quote annualized percentage rates, and the banks to step up their efforts to educate the cardholders on the implications of paying the minimum amount due. Banks should not levy any charge that was not explicitly indicated to the credit card holder. So all charges have to be explicitly explained to the cardholder. Terms and conditions for payment of credit card dues, including the minimum amount of payment dues, should be stipulated to avoid negative amortization. Changes in charges, if any, may be made only with prospective effect, so nothing with retrospective effect, and to give 1 month notice, and there should be transparency in issuing credit cards free of charge. Wrongful billing. In case wrong bill should obviously not be raised and issued to customers, and in case there is a protest by a customer for any bills, banks should provide explanation and if required the necessary documentary evidence to the customer within 60 days to address the grievances of the customer. Use of direct sales agents or direct marketing agents or any other agents. So the banks have to be careful in appointing direct selling agents. They should not compromise on the quality of customer service and the bank's ability to manage the credit, liquidity and operational risk in the credit card business. The DSA appointed should follow the code of conduct for credit card operations of the bank, and bank should have a system of random checks and mystery shopping to ensure that their agents have been properly briefed and trained in order to handle with care and caution the responsibilities. Protection of customer rights. So customer rights in relation to credit card operations relate to privacy, personal privacy, clarity relating to rights and obligations, preservation of the customer records, maintaining confidentiality of customer information, and fair practices in debt collection. Right to privacy. Unsolicited cards should not be issued. The person in whose name the card is issued can also approach the banking ombudsman to resolve any grievances which he or she may have. Consent for card issuance or other products offered along with a card has to be explicit, as I explained earlier, and should not be implicit or in within smaller notes or under stars or things like that. Unsolicited loan should also not be granted. Bank should not unilaterally upgrade the credit card and enhance the limit. And bank should ensure to engage telemarketers who comply with direction issued by the TRAI. Customer confidentiality. The bank should not reveal the information related to customer to any other person or organization. And in case the information is provided, it should bring to the notice of the customer. Disclosures to direct selling agent should be limited to the extent that it will enable him to discharge his duties. Fair practice in debt collection. So after a lot of issues, especially in debt collection, RBI came up with a fair practice in debt collection where it says that there has to be a consistent process which has to be followed by banks or the card issuer for recovering of any debt. They can appoint of third party agencies for debt collection, ensure that the agent refrains from action that could damage the integrity and reputation of the banks. Bank and the agent should not have harassment action against a card holder, and banks should ensure to comply with guidelines for engaging recovery agents which are issued by RBI. Insurance cover to card holders. So consent for insurance from cardholder should be obtained in writing. Nomination details should also be clearly obtained. Any redressal of grievances, generally a time limit of 60 days may be given to customers for preferring their complaints or grievances. Internal control and fraud control. Quality of customer service should be ensured on ongoing basis in bank, and they should periodically review the credit card operations, including reports on defaulters. Bank should also appoint an internal control system to combat fraud and actively participate in fraud prevention committee, task force which formulates laws to prevent frauds and take proactive fraud control and enforcement measures. What is so that's up to the credit card. Then let's get into virtual cards. So as the name suggests, they are not a physical card. They are normally issued only for internet transactions and are for very short term, maybe one time transaction only. This is very limited validity number and normally expires within 48 hours or after 48 hours. So unused credit is credited back to the bank and it is used for online shopping. Intent is to prevent the fraud on a larger scale and one time transaction. Bank normally generates a virtual card that has a 16 digit which is a 16 digit card number. It has an expiry date and a CVV number which is normally at the back of the card. On purchasing the item, card number and CVV number would be keyed and purchase is made. So this is very secure because it is one time used only, and SMS alerts to be sent for transaction done. This is normally done free of cost. Smart card. So smart card is like any other credit card. It has an integrated circuit chip which is installed on it. The chip contains memory and may contain a processor as well. Here you can store the value. The computer chip within the card contains the financial and personal information, and banks cannot issue smart or debit card in tie-up with other non-bank entities. No cash transaction. Online debit card will be issued by bank to select customers to those having saving account. Facility should not extend to cash credit or loan account, but issue online debit cards against the personal loan account. Banks have to ensure that the security of the smart card is there, and no bank shall dispatch a card to customer without customer requesting for it, except where the card has to be replaced on expiry. Banks shall keep for sufficient period of time internal records to enable operations to trace for any errors and that can be rectified. Cardholder has to be provided with written record of the transaction after he has completed the transaction. Cardholder should bear the loss sustained up to the time of notification to the bank of any loss or theft of the card. That is why telebanking becomes important, because that's the fastest way to reach to the bank to notify it. On receipt of notification of loss or theft of card, bank shall take all actions open to it to stop any further use of the card. Electronic purse. It is a small card that has transferred into an amount of money, so it is preloaded. Every time a transaction is entered to, the purse is depleted by the amount taken out. Once it is empty, it can be electronically replenished by the bank account or credit card account. The purse holder can use the funds either to transfer the funds to another accounts anywhere, anytime. Debit card. It is very dissimilar to charge and credit card, as the holder receives no credit. As soon as the transaction takes place, the customer's account is debited. If there is no balance in the account, the transaction is rejected. Debit cards are issued by banks and linked to an account, so therefore you have to be an account holder of the bank to get debit cards. So debit cards are also similar to ATM cards and have a very unique number. No credit is given on the debit card. Bank approved policy. So banks have to formulate a debit card issuance policy, including policy on co-branded debit cards with the approval of board. Debit cards can be issued to customers having saving or current account, but not to the CC or loan account. What are the types of debit cards? Bank to issue only online debit cards, including co-branded debit cards. They can issue offline debit cards, but banks are not permitted to issue offline debit cards in India. KYC and anti-money laundering compliance under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act of 2002. Payment of interest should be as per directive. terms and conditions for issuance of card is that no bank shall dispatch the card to the customer unsolicited. Relationship of the bank with the cardholder is actually a contractual relationship. Bank should make available all the contractual terms and conditions. Terms shall be expressed clearly specifying the basis of charge. The terms shall also specify the period within which the cardholder's account would normally be debited. Terms can be modified with sufficient notice to the cardholder. And terms should also specify that the banks shall be responsible for direct losses incurred by the cardholder. Cash withdrawal. No cash transactions through debit card should be offered at point of sale under any facility without prior authorization of RBI. Security and other aspects that has to be taken care is banks to ensure full security, keep the records for sufficient period of time, and internal records must be enabled to the operations to be traced in case of any fraud and errors that come up which can be easily be rectified. Card holder should be given a written record of transaction which after he has completed it. Card holder should bear loss sustained up to the time of notification to the bank of any loss or theft of card. Each bank shall provide means whereby his customer may at any point of the time call the bank and banks to take the action immediately. Compliance of DPSS instructions. So issue of debit card as a payment mechanism would be subject to guidelines including guidelines on security issues, risk mitigation measures, card to card fund transfer, merchant discounting rate structure, failed ATM transaction issued by Department of Payment and Settlement System under the Payment and Settlement System Act of 2007. That means DPSS, which is Department of Payment and Settlement System, the issuance of debit card must be in compliance of the DPSS instructions. Issue of international debit card. This is also subject to directions issued under the FEMA Act of 1999. Review of operation should be done at a half yearly interval, and redressal of grievances to be escalated to banking ombudsman if the customer complaint is not resolved within 30 days. Co-branded arrangements can be done by bank, so they can come up with co-branded debit cards, credit cards, things like that. However, it will be subject to board approval policy, due diligence, especially on NBFC, what is the outsourcing of activities that will take place, role of a non-bank entity, confidentiality of customer information, and banks to ensure that they engage telemarketers in case they want to use telemarketers, but they have to comply with directions issued under the TRAI for telemarketing. Issue of rupee denominated co-branded prepaid card. So as the name suggests, it's a prepaid card. That means it has to be loaded with funds before it is issued. A general permission has been granted to banks to issue rupee denominated co-branded prepaid cards in India subject to board approved policy, due diligence, outsourcing activity and the role of a non-bank entity which with co-branding is taking place. It should comply with the KYC and AML norms even considering the PMLA Act of 2002. Confidentiality of customer information must be maintained, payment of interest to take place, compliance with DPSS guidelines and unsolicited commercial communication must not take place. So with this we cover the gamut of cards in the banking, in retail banking especially. Thank you for the same and all the best to you.